Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, this clip is just mind-blowing. The new Trumpian version of the Republican Party is so desperate to normalize and promote corruption at the highest level that we now have Donald Trump going from interview to interview just admitting how corrupt he is. I want to show you this clip from his 60 Minutes interview where he's talking about a recent pardon. He pardoned a very rich crypto dude who had allowed a lot of disgusting things like child sex trafficking, drug trafficking. He had used crypto platforms, his crypto platform, to allow this. Trump pardoned him, and he gets asked in this interview, hey, why did you pardon this dude? And Donald Trump claims he doesn't even know who the guy is or why the pardon happened, or even if the pardon happened, meaning a few things. Either he's straight up lying here, which is likely, or somebody is controlling Donald Trump, kind of like the auto pen Trump always talks about, which is also very, very likely. But secondly, this exposes a level of quid pro quo, like pardon for pay or pardon for gift, whatever you want to call it, that we've never seen before. Republicans will attack Joe Biden for pardoning his son, which, by the way, he was so vindicated for. Trump has targeted every single person he said he would target, from Comey to James to Bolton. Biden was so vindicated in protecting his son. But also, secondly, Donald Trump's pardons, which are way more wide-ranging, are for direct gifts. We'll get there in just one second. I want to play for you this mind-blowing clip, but let's just back up, because I watched the entire 60 Minutes interview, so you don't have to. And let me just run you through my thoughts. About 60 seconds into the interview, I paused it, I took a breath, and I said, holy shit, our president is so dumb. I have to listen to this entire interview, which the entire version was more than 60 minutes, by the way. It was 73 minutes, and they cut it down for TV, which is what Trump sued 60 minutes for. Trump sued 60 minutes for cutting down an interview, which is what they always do. They always cut down interviews for pacing. It's a quite normal thing to do. Either way, I digress. I watched the entire interview, and I was like, this guy is so dumb. Like, even beyond the lies and the me and the constant narcissism, he just doesn't know what he's talking about. But then there are some moments like this one where, you know, the host tries to bring it back to the economy. You hear her say, let's talk about the economy now. And Trump tries to continue talking about trans issues.
I mean, I could go point. These
Can
are
I
not
ask you about
80,
the economy?
20. These are 99 to 1 issues. And they don't change. I just watched this morning.
Mr. President,
where,
can I ask you about the economy?
Just one thing. I watched a show this morning where a very well-known Democrat congressman was fighting like hell for men playing in women's sports.
Who? Is he going to name him?
They don't change it.
Who was
learn.
That?
I don't want to tell you. You'll be able to check it. Just check your local TV.
It's like in high school when you're like, oh, you have a girlfriend? Who is she? It's like, oh, she goes to a different school. I don't want to tell you the exact name. That's what Trump's doing here. That's exactly what he's doing here. Number one, no Democratic congressman are out there constantly advocating for this. Number two, she was trying to ask him about the economy, trying to say, sir, let's go to the economy now. And he continues to harp on these culture war issues. It's like he's spinning out, getting himself worked up. He's doing this thing where he's leaning forward, getting himself all worked up. Maybe we should talk about the economy, because we do know that there's, quote, overwhelming evidence, end quote, that tariffs have raised consumer prices, says Bank of America. They wrote in a note that consumers have covered about 50 to 70% of the cost levies to date. So the vast majority of cost levies have been covered by consumers. Let's just back up for one second and check out this clip where Trump is talking about the pardon of Zheng Peng Zhao. I want to talk about his corruption more extensively after this, but make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed, because we are barreling towards 2 million and we couldn't do it without you. That is how we beat MAGA media, is we spread the truth faster than they spread the lies. So thank you.
This year, the president has pardoned or shortened the sentences of more than 1,600 people. The latest pardon was for a cryptocurrency tycoon who is known as CZ. The company CZ founded, Binance, helped boost the profile of the Trump family's crypto firm, World Liberty Financial.
He pled guilty in 2023 to violating anti-money laundering laws.
Right.
The government at the time said that CZ had caused significant harm to U.S. national security, essentially by allowing terrorist groups like Hamas to move millions of dollars around. Why did you pardon him?
Okay, are you ready? I don't know who he is. I know he got a 4-month sentence or something like that. and I heard it was a Biden witch hunt.
In 2025, his crypto exchange Binance helped facilitate a $2 billion purchase of World Liberty Financial's stablecoin. And then you pardoned CZ. How do you address the appearance of pay for play?
Well, here's the thing. I know nothing about it because I'm too busy doing the other.
But
I can only tell you that.
But he got a
pardon? No, I can only tell you this. My sons are into it. I'm glad they are because it's probably a great industry, crypto, I think.
Dude, this is one of the craziest clips I have ever seen in my life. The president is claiming that he doesn't know about a pardon that he just issued after he spent months claiming that Biden didn't know what executive orders he was signing or what he was doing due to the quote-unquote auto pen. Trump is saying in this clip he doesn't know, which means either one of two things. He has literal short-term dementia, which would be very concerning, and he doesn't know what he did last week. Or number two, there are people controlling his administration without his knowledge to benefit themselves, to enrich the people around them. Or number three, he's straight up lying. I would take a guess that it's a mix of the last two. He's straight up lying because he knows, to some extent, he probably doesn't fully understand crypto, but he knows that there's some pay-for-play, quid pro quo happening here. But this is blatant corruption happening in front of our eyes. Every Democrat should be talking about this more than Hunter Biden's laptop was talked about. Do you guys get how frustrating this is? Of course you guys get how frustrating this is. But as someone who tries to work in media and constantly fights like the uphill battle that we all fight, of fighting lies over and over, I can't believe that Hunter Biden's laptop makes its way around the internet as a conspiracy theory 100 times faster than Trump himself basically admitting, just straight up admitting that there was a pardon that he knew nothing about, that somebody's controlling him. Anything that the Bidens do, like Biden could look the wrong way during a speech and then like, you know, drink water weirdly. That is a news cycle for 3 weeks on the New York Times. But this just blends in with the barrage of bullshit. That's what I'm saying. It's very frustrating. But to continue, Midas Touch points out, if Trump does not know the people he is pardoning, all of his pardons should be put under immediate review. We don't make the rules. Was this done with the auto pen? That is just holding Trump to his own standard. And by the way, if you want to hold Trump to his own standard, this edited 60 Minutes interview should become a lawsuit. Spiro's ghost said, he just pardoned someone, quote, he doesn't know, who is in business with him. So many layers of lying and insanity here. It is absolutely absurd. I want to show you this clip of Donald Trump talking about Democratic rhetoric and Democrats calling him Nazis. No elected official Democrat has said that Trump is a Nazi. That's not even accurate. It's not accurate to say Trump is a Nazi. He's a lot of things. He's a lot of words. He is fascistic and authoritarian, and he's pretty idiotic, doesn't know what he's talking about. But Nazi is a special terminology that doesn't apply to Trump.
I think it's a lot of the rhetoric. Look, they call me a Nazi all the time. I'm not a Nazi. I'm the opposite. I'm somebody that's saving our country.
Wait, so if you're not a Nazi, then you're anti-fascist? You're Antifa? The same thing that you categorize as terrorists? Sorry to cut it off, but when Donald Trump says, I'm not a Nazi, no one called him a Nazi. He says Democrats have crazy rhetoric. Trump has called us gnats that need to be taken care of. The enemy from within. Vile. Vermin. He's called us over and over Gestapo. He said that we're communists and fascists at the same time. He never stops with the rhetoric.
They call me a Nazi all the time. I'm not a Nazi. I'm the opposite. I'm somebody that's saving our country. But they call me Nazi. They have talking points, you know? They have just talking points. And the press is largely responsible for it. The fake news, what they've done, I think one of the greatest terms I've ever come up with is fake news. What they've done to our country is very bad. They have to change around. Now, nobody believes the fake news. Nobody believes them. I mean, they've gone, you talk about popularity, you talk about approval. Their approval numbers have gone from like in the 90s to in the teens now.
All right, a lot to unpack there, coming from the dude who uses the most insane rhetoric ever seen in American politics, tried to claim an election was stolen, and tried to use that lie to get people to storm the Capitol. Either way, what he's talking about is the fact that the media's approval rating has dropped over the past like 100 years. But that's because trust in all institutions has dropped. People trust the government a lot less than they did in, let's say, the 60s. People trust the newspapers or the media at large a lot less than they did in the 40s. It's just different. We're in a different time and there's a lot less trust. But if you want to talk about a drop in approval rating, CNN's latest poll, according to this morning, November 3rd, shows Trump's disapproval rating at 63%, the highest of either term and 1 point above his previous high of 62% as he was leaving office in January of 2021. I'm going to repost this one. This is crazy. The Democrats' 5-point advantage among registered voters in the generic congressional ballot falls short of the 11-point edge they held in CNN polling 1 year before the 2018 midterms, which ended up being pretty accurate. In favorable views of the party still stand near all-time lows, as they have throughout this year, 8 points below where they were in Trump's first year of office. I mean, the Democratic Party, this is not a secret or not some sort of conspiracy or lie. The Democratic Party is not popular, which is scary because Trump is very unpopular as well. So people think, oh, you know, you don't like Trump, you must like the Democrat. No, people just hate both parties right now, and the Democrats need to also get their shit together. On this show, we talk about that every single day. We cover progressive politicians who are doing great. We give notes to other Democrats who are doing great. We'll continue to do that. Drop a like, subscribe. I love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.